So last time when we began the fourth parak, we began to explain al derech pnimiyas haTorah what exactly tshuva is. And to understand what tshuva is, we have to understand first what we are. So the Baal HaTanya quoted the Zohar for us, just to review very quickly, the first half of Perek Dal, and then we'll finish Shemir Tzashem Perek Dal today. The Baal HaTanya told us b'shem the Zohar Kadosh on the previous page that tshuva is tashuv hei. Tshuva is tashuv hei. And we pointed out that in Hashem's name, Yud, hei, vav hei, there's a lower hei and there's a higher hei. There's the first hei that comes after the Yud, and then there's the lower hei that comes after the vav. So we need to understand what that means. Tshuva tata, tshuva ilah, lower tshuva, tshuva ilah, higher tshuva. Then he raised the question of the chomer, the seriousness of Pagam HaBris. Why is it that Pagam HaBris is treated so seriously? Can one not do tshuva for it? Go to the Reishis Chachma. Maybe you can't do lower tshuva, but you can do higher tshuva. We need to understand what that's about. And lastly, he raised the question of Kares and Misas Beis. If Kares literally means you're going to die before 50, if Misas Beis means you're going to die before 60, so how is it that we know of Jews who, let's say, have eaten Chametz on Pesach, or Chayiv Kares, and they're 95 years old? How do we understand such a thing? So he began to explain to us very beautifully, very amazing, the show notes, how the Jewish neshama comes from the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we quoted the lashon of the Sefer Akana, man denafach mitoche nafach, that one who blows from within, one who speaks is more superficial, it's still coming from within, but it's more superficial, as opposed to one who blows out a strong breath from one's innards, from one's kishkas, right? That gives over much more of the inner essence of the person. So, lahavdil kiviyachol by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into man a breath of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving over his inner essence to us. That is to say, that if all of the olamos, if all of the angels, if everything that we've ever seen, the things that we haven't seen, all come from the external aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say the Shem Elokim, we, the Jewish neshama, comes from what? From Shem Havaya. Comes from Hashem's innermost basic name of Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. Okay? And therefore, in a certain sense, we felt very empowered last time to know that our neshama comes from what he referred to as Pnimius Hachilus Vashefa. Comes from the inner life force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it's flowing down to this rod. Okay? But we need to understand more what this means. So he's going to explain to us a little bit more. Let me just tell you what's going to happen in two sentences, what's going to happen for the rest of the parak. Okay, we're on page Sadi Dalit, three lines from the bottom. He's going to explain to us how, again, he's told us, the Baal HaTanya has told us that the name Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey is where your neshama comes from. So now he's going to show us how Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey correspond to the 10 Sviros, to the 10 ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, expresses Himself. We're going to show how Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is connected to the 10 Sviros. And then we're going to point out how man is connected to the 10 Sviros. And then we're going to do the transitive property. Right? If A equals B, and B equals C, then A equals C. So if the 10 Sviros are connected to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and the 10 Sviros are connected to man, then man is connected to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. That we come from the innermost essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all he's going to do now. The language is a little bit Kabbalistic, but let's try to understand. Okay, page Sadi Dalit, three lines from the bottom. Ubi Ar Inyan. The explanation of what we learned last time. Kanoda Maimer Elio. We know the statement, the passage in Tikkuni Zohar called Psach Elio. It's printed in every Nusach Sfarad Siddur. And maybe some of the Nusach Ashkenaz Siddur. Right? Psach Elio. Eliyahu began to speak and he said, Antu da'apekas eser tikkunin. You are the one who brought forth the 10 tikkunin. Literally, levushim, right? Literally, garments. You brought forth the 10 garments. Meaning, Hashem, you needed to, again, need, every time I say the word need, or Hashem, I say want, or Hashem did, right? Everything is kiviyachol. Kiviyachol means as if to say. Nothing is to be understood literally. The word kiviyachol actually means, as far as I'm saying, kiviyachol means, that word, kiviyachol, as it were, the word kiviyachol is really a compound of chaf beis yachol. That through the 22 letters, right? Through the 22 letters by which we exist, the Torah expresses itself, the way that we speak, right? Chav Beis Yochel, that through the letters we're able to say it like this. But Lamaisa, Be'etzem, nothing that we're actually saying is exactly that, okay? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought forth these 10 garments. V'karinan lahon eser svirin. And you refer to them as the 10 spheros. Lan hagabon almin steamin. V'chulu. Turn the page. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these spheros by which to guide the world, by which to express yourself in the world. Starting from Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, all of these spheros are expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're filters by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes His infinite light, the Or Ein Sof, and through these filters, because if again, if you try to stare at the sun, you'll go blind. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu filters Himself through various channels, so then we can have an interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Kiviyachol, because Hashem is not light. We call Hashem an Or Ein Sof. Hashem is not light. The Ramchal says that light is the best mashal we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because right now, we're in a room that's filled with light. We know the light is real, even though we don't really get it. We can't grab it in our hand, even though it's filling the room right now and we're able to benefit from it. We're using it. We're interacting with it. So light is a very good mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we refer to Hashem as an Or Ein Sof, an endless light. What's the gematria of Or? Or? 207. What's the gematria of Ein Sof? Also 207. So the word itself, Or Ein Sof, the Vinay Yisasra points out in his Sefer Regel Yeshara, which is a Kabbalistic dictionary, that Or is Ein Sof. It's the best mashal. It's the phrase that we use. Or Ein Sof. Or is Ein Sof. Okay? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to express Himself in the world, so He made 10 garments, 10 filters by which he can come to some type of expression that we can actually interact with. Now, what are the 10 spheros? So continues Eliyahu in this mimer from Zohar Kadosh, Ant Chokim V'lo B'Chachma Yediyah. We're in the top line on page Sadi Her. Or is it Sadi Dalam and Biz? Page 188, Sadi Dalam and Biz. Ant Chokim V'lo B'Chachma Yediyah. You are wise, but not with the type of chachma, the way that we use the word wise or wisdom. Ant mevin, Hashem, you express yourself through a sphere called bina, v'loba bina yediyah, not with bina the way we understand it. And Hashem, when you express yourself with chesed, gevura, teferas, netzach, hod, yesod, any way that you're expressing yourself, it's different, malchus, it's different, thank you, Jack, it's different than what? Than our understanding. If I say to my friend, wow, you're so smart. He has chachma, he has bina. Is das, right? Am I saying that my friend has matched himself up with a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol? Of course not. So Hashem, your chachma is not the way that we use chachma. Your bina is not the way that we use bina. Okay, and the Zohar of course goes on and goes through each of the spheros and it lines it up according to the various body parts, which will help us to make that connection to man, because we have a right arm, we have a chesed, we have a left arm, which is gvura, we have a torso, we have the trunk of our body. Right, which is Tiferes. V'chol hayud sfiros nichlalos v'ner mazus b'shem avaya baruch. So these 10 spheros are what are all alluded to in the letters of Hashem's name. Yud, hey, vav, and hey. First let me tell it to you outside, and then we'll read it inside. Okay, for the 10 spheros, what does yud correspond to? Which of the 10 spheros? Chachma. What does hey correspond to? Bina. What does Vav correspond to? The next six. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. I'll say it again. The Vav corresponds, it's easy to remember because it corresponds to six. Right? Again, the six are Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. If you ever forget what they are, you can just look in by Sefiras Omer. Each week corresponds to a different one of these seven lower attributes of Hashem. Chesed, Gvura, Teferas, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. That's the Vav. And then the final Hey is Malchus. Nu, so count it up now. So what do we got? Chachma is Yod. Bina is Hey. Another six is the Vav. And then Malchus is Hey. So we're missing one, no? We're missing one. So Das doesn't really count as one of the spheros, right? Keser is the top of the chain, and where is Keser hinted to in Shem Hashem? Kutz Shel Yud. Very good. The point on top of the Yud.
Every Yud, I really have to get a marker. Every Yud This one doesn't work, does it?
No.
Every yod. It's okay. Every yod has to have a little point, a little crown on top. A little point on the yod. That point, as I'll explain, Baal Tanya will explain, corresponds to the keser. To the highest point, the ratzon elyon. The deepest desire, kivyachal HaKadosh Baruch. Okay? So now let's see it inside. Third line. Ki ayud shehi b'chinas nekuda levad meramezes l'chachmaso yisbarach. Yod, which is what? Yod is just a nekuda, it's a dot. If I put my pen down on a piece of paper, and I make a dot, and I say, Rami, what letter is that? You're not going to say a lamed. You're not going to say a kuf. You're not going to say a nun sofi. What are you going to say? That dot? I don't know, I guess it could be a yod. Yeah, correct, it's a yod. Now why is that chachma? Have a be good listeners. Why is that chachma? Why is a dot? Why is that nekuda called chachma? Because chachma means the beginning of the birth of an idea. Chachma is when the light bulb goes off in your head and you have the beginning, the root of an idea. Chachma, the Sfarim say, Baal Tanya writes elsewhere, is the words chachma, the letters chachma, are koach ma. Koach ma means the potential for something, but you don't even really know what it is yet. It's mamash a dot. It's a tiny dot. In the mashal of man, of ish for isha, it's the small bit of sperm of zera, right, that has within it the potential to create a child, but there's no child. If you look at it on the back, you're not going to see a heart, you're not going to see lungs, you're not going to see hands, you're not going to see eyes. So it has all the potential in it to create something, but it hasn't taken on any form yet. It's a koach ma. The koach means the potential for ma, for something. Chachma. It's that light bulb that goes off in your head. You say, I have a great idea, and your friend says, what's the idea? You say, I can't even express it yet. I just know I have a good idea. It's on the tip of my tongue, right? It's still concealed. So that yud, that tiny dot, is chachma. Shehi b'chinas helem v'hester kodem shabal b'chinas ispashtus v'gilo ha'asaga v'havana. It's still helem, it's concealed, v'hester, it's hidden. Before it comes to ispashtus, before it expands itself, and it comes to giloy, to revelation, of hasaga and havana, of understanding and development. That the idea should come to a place called bina. Now if you're wondering, where is the keser, if we're starting from chachma, so like Sandy correctly told us, v'akutz shel al yod, the point on top of the yod, right, which is even higher than the dot, is romez lebechinas ratzon elyon baruchu shel amala mala mimadregas bechinas chachmi la kenoda. Even beyond the highest point of chachma, there's a ratzon elyon. A ratzon elyon means a supernal desire. A desire is not something that can be explained at all. See, chachma is an idea that has yet to express itself, but it will express itself. Ratzon will never be explained. Why do I like chocolate? I get the same mashal all the time. Why does a person like vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream more? You say to someone, what do you like more, vanilla or chocolate? I like vanilla. Why? Why do you like vanilla ice cream? I just do. It's my ratzon, it's my desire. You'll never be able to explain it. It just feels more right. I like it. That's just what I like. It's my ratzon. So Hashem also, kiviyachol, l'havdol from ice cream, has a ratzon elyon, that will never be explained. Chachma is an akuda which is going to expand, which will eventually expand. By the way, this idea that yod is connected to chachma, it's a Rashi and Chumash. Look at Rashi by Oz Yashir, the yod of Yashir, and you'll see that this idea is found mamish in Chumash Rashi. Okay? But the kutzal yod on top is keser, and that's the ratzon elyon. So now we have the yod. We have the chachma. V'acher shabal lebechinas ispashus v'giloy ha'asaga v'avana la'almin stimin nechleles v'nermezis bosei. Once that kernel of an idea, right? Once that drop of zera fertilizes an egg, and now it's going to start to produce a child, once the yud starts to expand itself, there's a hispashtus, there's a giloy of asaga, there's a revelation. I'm able to start talking about my idea. The idea doesn't exist yet. The child's not born yet. But the idea is starting to take form. So he says, that expansion is the letter hey. Nechleles v'nirmezes bos hey. Sheyesh la b'chinas hispashtus l'rochev Hamore umerames al archavas habir vahavana, vigam lo orech. Hamore al bechina sam shachava ashpa milamal lamata la almond steamin. What do you see, in the physical appearance of the letterhead? What does it look like? Imagine if the dot was that corner of the head. Right? And now you have a line that's going across, horizontally, expanding, right, the top of the hay. And then you have the leg of the hay coming down, expanding vertically. So what you see is what? The letter hay, he says, is merames to a hispashtus l'rochev, an expansion across the width, and gam l'orech, across the length, from top to bottom. Okay? So the idea is taking on form. That's bina. Bina is to be maven davar mitoch davar. To be able to have something to talk about. Again, I had this idea to create a chair. I'm making a chair. I'm going to make the ultimate chair. It's chachma. I can't express it yet, but I feel that I can make the ultimate chair. Okay? And there's some idea that I can't put into words yet. Bina is now, I've already drawn a blueprint of my chair. I don't have the chair. The chair doesn't exist yet. But at least I can talk about its dimensions now. It's expanded itself in terms of the width and the breadth. I can give you the measurements of the chair. That's the first hay. And as it expands itself further, as it descends down, what is the letter Vav? Which direction does Vav go? Top to bottom, it just goes down more, bringing it down even into lower realms. La'alman de'izgalyan. Now it's expressing itself in this world, which is why now we start to talk about what emotional attributes that we can all relate to. Chesed, we know what chesed is. Gvura, we know what gvura is. Teferet, these are emotions, these are feelings. Netzach, hod, yesod. We have a much better, as human beings, we understand through our senses, through our experience, what these ideas are. So therefore, the letter Vav is that hamshacha from top down into the almond is galian, into the revealed worlds. So just like a person who has an idea, and now the idea has taken form in his mind, it's expanded itself, and now it's time for him to what? To express it, not only internally as a feeling, but to really talk about it. Vav hay is the combination of chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hod, yesod, all the way down to malchus, which is when I can actually talk about it. When the idea is so well formed that now I can share it with someone else. I can give the idea to someone else. Look what he says. Ki havav mora al hamshacha milamal lamata. The vav is the expansion from top to bottom. V'gam hamshacha zuhi al yedei midas chasto v'tuvo v'shar midos v'kadoshos. It's Hashem's chesed and midas ha'gvura and midas teferes that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to share Himself in this way with us. Hanichlalas b'derech chlal b'mispar sheish, which again is alluded to in these six attributes, hinted to in the pasuk that we all know very well. L'cha Hashem ha'gedula v'chulu. Ad l'cha Hashem ha'mamlacha v'lo ad b'chlal. Up to but not including that last word of Malchus. Okay, where is this pasuk? Where is it from, by the way? I was surprised. I remember one day I was like, "What? Why don't I know?" A couple years ago, I was like, "Why don't I know where this pasuk is from?" And I looked, and then it stuck in my head because it's from. You would think it's like from like somewhere, you know, it's from Divrei Hayyamim, actually. It's pasuk from Divrei Hayyamim. So that'll stick in your head because it's so strange. Why is it in Divrei Hayyamim? Okay, so let's go through them quickly because some of them are said explicitly and some of them are used in a code word. L'cha Hashem, go through the phrases with me. L'cha Hashem, Hagedula, Hagvura, Teferes, okay? So far, Gvura is Gvura, Teferes is Teferes, right? Gedula is a code word for Chesed. I'll explain why in a second. Let's keep going. Netzach and Hod. What's the next phrase? Ki kol v'shamayim uva'aretz. L'cha Hashem, Hamlacha, Malchus. Okay? So two of them are code words. Which two are code words? Chesed is Gedula. And Yesod is Kikol Bashamayim Varetz. Okay? Just very quickly, why is Chesed Gedula? And why is Yesod Kikol Bashamayim Varetz? Yeah?
Or maybe Yesod is composed on hearts, because like we're just saying that now that's brought down into the world and we can share it.
Okay. So Yesod is actually going to be the thing, right? The chibur between Yesod and Malchus, right? The connection between Yesod and Malchus, Yesod being in the body parts corresponding to the Bris Milah, Yesod and Malchus is really that point where heaven and earth maybe touch. Right? So that's Kikol Bashamayim Ba'aretz. Furthermore, the Svarah pointed out that what's the gematria of Yesod? 80. What's the gematria of Kikol? Kikol Bashamayim Ba'aretz. Kikol is also 80. Okay, so that's Yesod. Okay, what about Lecha Hashem HaGedula? Why is Gedula Chesed? Why is Gadol connected to Chesed? What is Chesed? What is Chesed? What does Chesed look like as opposed to Gvura? Right, Chesed is expansion. Chesed is Avram walking outside of his tent to invite guests in. And Gvura, Pachad, Yira, all connected, is what? Is when a person recoils. Is when a person pulls back. A person turns in. Withdraws. Right? So Chesed is Gedula because it's constantly growing. It's constantly expanding. Okay? Give me another proof. Which hand did we say is Chesed? The right hand or the left? The right hand is Chesed, the left hand is Gvura. No? Ana b'kolach? Gedulas Yemincha. Gedulas Yemincha. So the Yemin is Chesed, Gedulas Yemincha. So you see Chesed is Gedula. Okay? That's why, by the way, where was Moshe Rabbeinu buried? Moshe was buried. Big guy in a valley. Mul. Opposite Peor, Mul base Peor, opposite Baal Peor. What happened with Peor? What happened with Peor is that the Jewish people worshipped Peor and got involved with a lot of arayos and caused the terrible destruction of the Jewish people. So Moshe Rabbeinu, listen carefully, I'm going to say it quickly. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the antithesis of arayos, Moshe Rabbeinu is buried where? Begai. Mul Beis Peor. What does Begai allude to? Beis Gimel Yud Aleph. Ana B'Kalach. Gedula Simincha. Why is Moshe buried there opposite Peor? Because Moshe is the one, right, is the opposite of Peor. He's the one who has Chesed in the right way. Wrongful use of Chesed is what? If you expand yourself in the wrong direction, you end up what? You end up, like the Torah says, Chesed. How does the Torah use the term Chesed in Vayikra?
With the brother and sister.
Don't have relations with your sister because it's Chesed. Because Chesed is a rayos. If I'm too friendly with the wrong people, instead of being friendly with my wife, I'm friendly with my neighbor's wife, with Eishasish, or with one of the arayos, Rachman Litzlan. That's Chesed, yes, because that means expansion in the wrong way. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the most guarded in terms of what? In terms of arayos. That's why Moshe separated from his wife for a long time. What's his name? What's his name mean? Moshe. He mean a mayim mishisiyu. What's mayim?
Water.
Mayim is connected to chesed. Because for something to grow, right? For something to grow, gedula, for something to become gadol, what do you have to do to it? You have to water it. Moshe Rabbeinu min amayim mishisiyu means he's withdrawn from mayim. He's disconnected from taiva. He's not going to use chesed in the wrong way. Okay? That's why Moshe's poreish from his wife for a long time. Okay? So gedula is chesed. And kikol bashamayim ba'aretz is yesod. So now you look at those psukim in Divrei Hayam. When you take out the Torah, you'll understand that every one of the seven lower spheros is accounted for. Okay? But the vav corresponds to the first six. And then the final hey of Hashem's name is Malchus. Ki midas Malchuso. Seven lines from the end of the page. Ki midas Malchuso Yisbarach Nikra B'Shem Devar Hashem. Malchus corresponds to which body part? If you look over there again in the Psach Eliyahu, in the Nusach Svar Siddur at the beginning. Let's go through the body parts quickly. In the Sphiros. The right arm is? Chesed. The left arm is? Gvura. The body is? Tiferes. Right leg? Netzach. Left leg? Hod. Bris Milah? Yesod. Malchus? Peh. Peh. Malchus is Peh. So he says, Midas Malchus, so it's called B'Shem Dvar Hashem. Devar Hashem, speech. Malchus is peh. Kamasha Kosov, like the pasuk says in Koheles in the 8th parak, Ba'asher Devar Melech Shilton. Look at the pasuk. Koheles parak has pasuk dalet. Ba'asher Devar Melech Shilton. By the dibur of the king, there is shilton. There is what? There's an expression of malchus. So what have we seen in this page? We've seen that yud, hey, vav, hey, correspond to the 10 spheres very, very precisely and very beautifully. Okay? This page is a very useful page, bechlal, in terms of understanding Pnimius HaTorah. But now let's come back to our point. Ki Pnimius u'makor adibur, hu ahev ala ula min alev mischalik lahey motza sapeh, alef ches hey ayin me'agaron v'chulu. He says speech comes, it's ola from the lev, and then speech is divided into five sections, right? Different parts of the mouth produce different letters. He gives lamashal, aleph, ches, hey, ayin. Where do they all come from? From the throat, right? You have letters that come from the lips, bez, pei, mem, right? Vav, those all involve the lips. Vigam havaras, Hahei he bechinas hevel levad. Hey, interesting. Even the way we pronounce the word hey, right? It's just what? It's just breath. It's hevel. The hey is just breath, because again, speech, he says, is what is really just the hevel that's coming from the lev. It's an expression of breath from within, which is then being chopped up by the mouth. But the letter hey expresses that. As it says, also kalila de les bel meshasha. It says in Agdamos on Shavuos morning, if you're not completely passed out after a night of learning. Night of learning means 15 minutes of learning and 17 coffees, right? So also, and 25 pieces of cheesecake. So also kalila, it says in Agdamos that the letter hey is an also kalila, is a light letter, de les bel meshasha. It doesn't have much meshashas to it. There's not much to it. It's just a breath. That's a hey. Okay? Now, so this is, again, so let's put the pieces together now. So we just explained that the inner essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu was expressed by his name, Yud Hei Vav Hei. And now we've shown that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachal, expresses himself in these various attributes, all the way from Keser, all the way down to Malchus. Hashem expresses himself through these spheres, as they correspond to Hashem's name, Yud Hei Vav Hei. So says the Baal HaTanya, two lines from the bottom. Ba'av she'en lo demosa gufchas v'shalom. Of course, when we talk about Hashem expressing Himself and manifesting Himself, it doesn't mean that Hashem is a body, God forbid. Ach dibra Torah kol Hashem b'nei Adam. But if I can't attach words to various ideas and emotions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I can't even begin to have a relationship with Him. So the Torah speaks in our language. B'shagam shagam diber Hashem chaf beiz osios mischalkus lehei chelkei amutzaos uvehen dibra kol yetzur. He says again, through the letters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself with, the Dvar Hashem, Vayomer, right? Look at the Vayomers at the beginning of the Torah, the Asar Ma'amaros, the speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is being divided again into these various expressions. Good. So now, here's the key line to underline, the top of the next page, we're on page Sadi, hey, second line. V'kocha mamish, al derech mashal, hamavdil hadol slain kates. That's an amazing line. You see what he just said? This is exactly, but not at all like, that's what he just said. This is mamish, by way of parable, which means it's not mamish. Hamavdil havdolos lein case with endless havdolos, right? Lahavdil, lahavdil, lahavdil. But it's mamish. It's an amazing line. He's saying you can have something which is 100% true and 100% not true at the same time. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, you can have something that is 100% real and 100% not real at the same time. So what we're about to say is the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, enveloped within his name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And Yud-Kei Vav-Kei expresses itself through the spheres. Now again, Hashem is not Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and Hashem is not the spheres. But Hashem is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and Hashem is the spheres. So too, mamish, exactly that, and totally not that, is what we are. Every single one of us is also made up of what? Of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, because Hashem blew His inner essence into us, And every one of us is made up of the Sefiros. And that's how he's lining us up with Hashem to show us that we are the inner essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we'll be able to come back and try to understand what tshuva is. That tshuva is, again, so to speak, reconnecting that part of ourselves with is Hashem back to the greater Hashem. Okay, being very careful to understand these concepts without, God forbid, understanding Hashem as physical or anything negative like that we don't believe. Okay, so too, al derech mashal, hamavdil of dalas lein kates, binishmas ha'adam, shehi b'chinas nefesh elokim demitochei nafach. So too, the neshama of man, which is the soul of God, as blown from within. You too have your kevavke inside you. You too have the 10 spheros inside of yourself. Yesh babachinas seichel hanela hamerumas boosyud. You have the yud. You have that chachma, that hidden wisdom inside of you. Shebakochel etseis elagiloi lahavin lahaskel bamitasu yisbarach vedulaso. You can use that wisdom, that kernel of truth, and expand it and try to come to an understanding of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the greatness of Hashem. Kol chad v'chad l'pum shi'urei delei, each person according to his ability. L'fi rochev sichlo v'inaso. You have that nekuda of yod. Every Jew has that nekuda of yod, and our job is to turn it into a hay, to expand it. The width and the length, try to make it bigger, to try to understand Hashem better. To whatever degree I continue to expand and develop and nurture that kernel of godliness inside of myself to come to an understanding of Hashem, just like the letter hey again expands itself in the two directions. The gam orech, it also expands itself lengthwise, top to bottom. Hamora hamshocha milamal lamata, bringing Hashem down into this world. And from there I come to what? I come to chesed. I come to gvura. Which are the shoresh of what? Of the feelings of ava. Chesed, ava. Gvura, yira. And those are going to be the foundation by which I do mitzvos. Go back to Tanya, the first section, in Parak Dalet, where he talks about the root of all mitzvos coming from the emotions of ava and yira. Because if I just put on tefillin, I don't have ava, and I don't have yira when I put on my tefillin, and I haven't really put on tefillin. I haven't really put on tefillin. If I don't have Ava and I don't have Yira, if I don't have Chesed and Gvura as being built off of Chachma and Bina, then I don't have the full picture of what it means to be a Jew. V'tol dosein b'mocho v'talumos libo, expressing itself in the expressions of the mind and the hidden recesses of the heart. V'achar kach v'chinas esgalus libo, and then eventually the heart reveals itself. That I'm able to express that ava and that gvura through the performance of mitzvos. Or mizen nimshucha avoda amitas be'esak haTorah v'mitzvos b'kol v'dibur o'maisa. Then I come to the vav and to the hey. I'm doing things. I'm using my body to serve Hashem. I'm talking about Hashem. Right? That's why dibur, in many regards, the final hey, the malchus, which is peh, which is dibur, is in some ways the greatest tool we have. That's why it says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into us the spirit of life. And what does Unkelus say? A ruach mamala, speaking spirit. Because when you have yud, hey, vav, and hey, you bring it all the way, and you talk words of Torah, tam Torah can I get kulam. You talk words of Lashon Hara can I get kulam, the worst of era. Bigger than the big three, than Gila Arayas, what is Aron Shvichas Damim. Because I brought a Kodesh Baruch Hu to full expression. And all of this, of course, expresses itself in the Torah. The Torah itself, from beginning to end, is one big name of Hashem. The Torah, from beginning to end, is one big expression of all of the spheros of Hashem Himself. Anochi, right? On a nafshi, Hashem says, I gave myself over through the Torah. De oraisa michachma nafka, because the Torah emanates from chachma and trickles all the way down. From Chachma, which is Bechinas Yud, Shal Shem Avaya V'chulu. So Chevra, now you understand, and I'll end with this, and I wasn't thinking of saying this until just now, but I think he had this last point at the end, because he's hinting to another mimer in the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar Kaddish says in Parshas Achrei Mos, that what? The Kud Shebrichu, Yisrael, V'l'raisa, Chadu. That Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. So now we understand that in a much deeper way. What does it mean? Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. It means Hashem is, again, is kevyachol. Hashem is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the spheros. Yisrael, the Jewish people, we are Hashem blew into us Yod Hei Vav Hei, and we have within us the Sefiros. The Torah is Shem Hashem. The Ramban Tzak Tamar Chumash. The Torah is Hashem's name, and the Torah also, starting from Chachma, right? Oraisa miChachma Nafka. So it comes out from Chachma and goes all the way down through all the Sefiros. So that's the common denominator. Yisrael, Kuchavrichu, V'araisa. The Jewish people, Hashem and His Torah, are all one, is that we all are the deepest, purest, pnimius embodiment of everything that is holy in this world. And in all the worlds. Okay? So Mirtz Hashem will continue. Now that we have this foundation, we'll be able to continue tomorrow and continue to work on this idea and try to understand how this all brings us back to the concept of tshuva, which the Zohar again said is tashuv hei. To be able to restore the hay, and again, we know there's a higher hay and a lower hay. We have to figure out exactly how it all comes together. Okay?